Welcome to Go Home Heat, an NXT podcast. We have Justin, myself, KP. Let's get into this thing. Finn Balor versus Adam Cole.
Just like NXT did. They didn't waste no time.
Boom.
Came out there with the straight stuff right off the bat.
10 minutes in, for the first 10 minutes, they kind of mirror each other. And I had never thought about how similar, if you take out their signature moves, they wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
Until I saw them doing it with one another. And it was very, very good. And then about 15 or so minutes in, we start mixing in the signature moves, implementing the contrast. Again, these guys are really great. Finn hits coup de grace, but his knee is messed up. Cole is famous for doing, and I love the way he does this with his super kicks, because he fakes a super kick and then slams it into a guy's knee every time.
Oh, I love the low kick, dude. Much more. I like it better. I like the high kick. You should save the high kick for every once in a while and hit the low kick more often.
Right, and it works great right here because it sets up the fact that Finn can't get his finish. And then Cole gets the Fig 4, super kick, last shot, two count.
Two count, both times. So both guys have now kicked out of each other's finisher.
Right, and then we have the inverted 1916. Balor can't cover again. Like you said, he goes to top rope this time.
They end up getting into it.
Yeah, and he hits a 1916 from the top rope, an avalanche 1916, and gets the pin on that. I thought this was great. We do get a Bullet Club respect thing afterwards.
Again, and you had a clean match. You had a clean finish, no interruptions, no
perfect
other than commercials. You had no shenanigans, no run-ins,
right.
Not even dirty tricks. It was a clean match.
It was so good. So well done. And then we have Robert. Okay, first of all, yeah, they do.
Let's not run past that.
Because they cut. They do a Bullet Club.
Too sweet, baby.
In front of Hunter, too sweet. Then later, Cole does an interview where he is
it's very baby facing.
Not heelish at all.
Yeah.
I'll get you next time. Better man won tonight.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And I think Cole could be interesting as a baby face for a little bit if he decides to go that direction. And is and we always kind of know that he could always turn at any minute.
Oh yeah. And well, so it also invites the possibility of having you got two former Bullet Club high ups. You know, they can start their own little.
Yeah, absolutely. If they want, exactly.
Well, and Undisputed Era is obviously a Bullet Club. The only guy who's non-Bullet Club in there is Roddy.
Right. Absolutely. You could definitely go that route for sure. And then have a power battle at some point between the two. Robert Stone wanted to hurt Shotzi's tank, and Shotzi shows up and drops Shotzi? Stone.
Or Shotzi?
Shotzi is not her.
Not her name.
Shotzi.
Shotzi's her name.
Yes.
Shotzi's sounds like a deli.
Yes. Or Shamil Shtamago.
Yes.
Something Incorporated. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Laverne and Shirley.
Yes.
Take that if you are young out there. You don't know what that is. At all. Okay. Drops Stone where he's standing. Alaya attacks. And she accidentally runs into Io, who chases Io chases Alaya to the ring. And Shotzi winds up there, too.
You just can't help yourself at this point, can you?
I can't. What is it?
Shotzi.
Shotzi. Shotzi, too. And they drop Alaya, and then they get the duel. Senton on Stone, missile moonsault onto Alaya or backwards. She hesitates to give her the title back, and he says, "Don't make me hurt you." I thought this was a quick, good little way of putting over everybody.
Yes.
Especially Miss Blackheart.
Yes. She was the one. Yeah. Miss Blackheart, go with it. Yeah.
But I do think that putting her. I don't know for sure if she's ready for that. She's not going to beat her anyway.
I don't think she's ready to be the one with the belt, but she might be ready for a match or two where she gets a shot at the belt.
Let's give her 2 or 3 weeks with Io, putting herself over, put the spotlight on her.
I don't feel like that's bad for her.
No. And we're going to get a great match. Io doesn't do bad matches.
No, she'll get a good match out of her.
Absolutely.
I think she's already good. I just don't know if she has good moves. She does good things in moments. I don't know how good she is at linking everything together and keeping it consistent, because there's points in her matches where you're like,
That's why you put her in there with
Io.
Yeah. Right. Correct. Okay, and then we get Gargano from the house, at the Gargano house.
Creepy.
Candace, she needs her friend. And Tegan shows up, and Gargano, and then we're going to have dinner together.
It's totally not going to be weird either.
The cup that he used to defeat... The cup he used to defeat Ciampa is still on their table as the centerpiece.
Yeah, it is.
And they're going to have to eat around
that.
A cup under glass. Not a drinking cup.
No.
Not a Dixie cup.
No.
Sure enough, we don't want to be drinking anything out of it.
No.
That's a Statch Can Film Festival film review. He points out all of Damien's weaknesses. When he goes for the strikes, I'll grab his arm. When he goes for the moments where he showboats.
He leaves himself open. He leaves legs laying around. He leaves.
He's tailor-made for me to hurt.
Yes.
And I thought this was well done.
I thought it was. Yeah. I think it emphasizes the contrast in styles, which is always where you get the best matches.
Absolutely. Velveteen Dream versus Ashante the Adonis. Adonis does good for maybe 40 seconds.
No, dude. He was longer than that. Okay. He was like 2 or 3 minutes. Majority of the match, he was over.
Correct. He did well until the Death Valley Driver.
Yeah, Dream Valley Driver.
Right. Dream Valley Driver.
Yeah.
And then Dream gets the 1-2-3 and gets out of there. No, because Kushida attacks
Dream. I love this. Love this.
Double shoulder to the posts. Kushida winds up with him in a cross arm breaker through the post. Dude.
It looked terrible, didn't it?
Kushida pissed off is great.
Dude, he's legitimate badass. Let him go out there, and he's one of the best wrestlers on the planet. There's no way it's bad for him and Dream to wrestle.
Cowardly heel versus pissed off babyface.
Mm-hmm.
And the pissed off babyface is able to put him in holds that make him squirm and be cowardly heel.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Breezango backstage.
Talk about beating Emporium.
Smells good.
The belt does. Slings it over.
Gold baby oil success.
Uh-huh.
That's what it smells like.
Smells like.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh.
But they're so good. So good. Okay, we're back to dinner time with Johnny, and he realizes that it's awkward, and so he retreats to go upstairs.
Takes the dog.
And Candace says, do you fess up to the mistakes that you've made? Which, of course, Tegan does not see it quite like that.
I'm going to be honest. I almost needed subtitles for Tegan at times.
Correct. And luckily, Gargano lets you know that too. Because when Gargano does, they start to fight. It turns into a food fight. And when they're bantering back and forth, she says something to Gargano. And he said in reply, I've never understood anything you said. That was his cut down.
Yes.
Which was awesome. And she was trying. She almost broke. Like, she almost broke down mad when he said, because he probably has never said that to her. And it was just great. You know what I mean?
Perfect.
She wanted to laugh.
You can tell she almost lost a couple times with Candace was getting her. And
And then she winds up dumping Sketty on old boy. And then she throws something at Tegan. Tegan ducks and it breaks Johnny's television.
Man.
Yes, broke Johnny's television. And he's very upset about that.
Sad.
And so then she leaves, and that was great, and we're going to get a great match out of this too, so awesome. Bronson Reed, the Colossal, let's go. Bronson Reed versus Austin Theory. Bronson's power springboard elbow was great. I love this match.
That was a great match, dude. Austin Theory looked great.
Yeah, and the times that he succumbed, I just couldn't get him up.
Mm-hmm.
He hurt his back somewhere near early, and then when he tried to lift him, he couldn't, and we get the dude.
But it's funny how fast he went up and came back down.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Theory is, he did really good, and this is a good spot for him to be in. Reed winds up going over. I love Reed as a wrestler, and I like what I'm seeing out of Austin Theory. This is great, man.
Mm-hmm.
I could see both these guys. Like, I could see this same match at a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know,
3 or 4 years from now.
Right. I could see Bronson Reed going as far. I found it interesting, too, where he said on social media this week something to the effect of, I've been told I have to lose weight. I have to change my physique, all that. And he said, you know, it ain't like that. You know, and I think part of that was people say you can't do that in this company.
Mm-hmm.
Look like I look.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's in a way going the Kevin Owens route.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but by the same token.
Otis.
Yeah, absolutely. There are glaring differences. A handful. Keith Lee doesn't look body beautiful.
Well, that's why they put that stupid shirt on him, which was the dumbest thing ever, man. Correct. He looks like the freaking Hulk, man. Why are you putting a shirt on the Hulk?
Correct. But I do see Bronson as a uniquely
gifted physical specimen.
Yes, yeah. He's got the size. He's got the agility. He's got, to me, it's a great look. Mm-hmm. I think he looks formidable.
Yeah.
And so that's great. Okay, then we wind up Fish. Roddy Strong versus Killian Dane with Fish outside. It's a good little match. Fish helps out. Killian turns into a knee. He gets 1-2-3'd. The cheaters. And they jump him afterwards, to which
Drake Maverick comes out with a pipe.
Then the numbers game catches up to them. But they do wind up clearing the ring as UE scatters once Killian gets to his feet and gets a hold of the pipe himself.
Mm-hmm.
Drake goes for the handshake again and gets dropped again.
I'm not your friend. I loved it.
I kind of like this because I would like them to be a tag team. They're doing nothing else.
See, I kind of like this because I like seeing Drake get punched in the face. And both of those things can happen, so I'm fine with it.
Can we talk about the main event of the evening? Rhea Ripley versus Mercedes Martinez with Robert Stonebrand outside. And what a fight.
Mm-hmm. Very physical from start to finish.
Oh,
Rhea did not let her get in the ring even. Mm-mm. I liked it. I liked it. You come after her.
Suplexes off the top ropes. Suplexes from... I mean, it was just...
Kendo sticks. Brutal. Table. I mean, chairs.
Yeah. And
Robert Stone getting strung over the corner.
He does. He's doing a great job of selling this women's division by being a buffoon.
Yes.
And I appreciate his willingness to do that.
It's very Bobby the Brain.
Oh yes, modern style. Absolutely, you're correct on that. And I love Mercedes and Rhea's obviously, you know, I say it all the time. She's a star, and I like the fact that they're figuring out things to do with Rhea that aren't title related.
Yes,
they've created this monsters. Row that she's having to fight that, that Io is not having to fight yet. Mercedes, and then she'll probably move from Mercedes to Gonzalez.
Yes.
And that will in turn give her, and it also makes the show so much better. We had a four-man tag match, or a four-man Iron Man match to decide a world champion that didn't wind up being a world champion because of the way it finished.
Mm-hmm.
We set up for the next week. We haven't had a champion in 3 weeks. We decide that the next week we're going to have a championship men's match, marquee matchup. Two former members of Bullet Club. One guy that's been a world champion on the main roster. Another guy who's the longest reigning champion of your company. They curtain jerked.
Yep.
They were the first match
of the night.
And the main event was not a title match. It was this lady that we know is a star.
Uh-huh.
Versus somebody formidable plus a friend.
Yes.
In a steel cage. And she's going to go, and they know she's going to go out there and give us a performance that people will remember and justify what we just did.
Uh-huh.
Io Shirai has main evented this show, I think, 5 out of the last 12 weeks or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's she main real... events pay-per-views.
Yeah. There's real commitment here.
Right.
To the women's wrestling and to elevating it in as many ways as they can.
And you know what they don't do? Brag about it.
No.
They don't say our women's champion is... What they don't say our women's championship has main evented this many times.
No.
Other people do that for them. What they say is Io Shirai is the greatest wrestler in the world.
Yep. And we're going to put her on.
We're and the let greatest, us show it.
We're the greatest wrestler in the world deserves to be put in the card.
Correct. Rhea Ripley is a star regardless if she's a man or a woman.
Yes.
They don't have to tell you that. They're telling you that by putting her in a steel cage in the main event, just like Dominic Mysterio.
Yes. Yes. The contrast you unwittingly brought up right there is brilliant, actually.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow. What a difference.
Mm-hmm.
What a difference. But, dude, it's the way Ripley had to fight from down under due to distractions and things like that, and, mm-hmm. and the fact that the physicality, when someone is distracted in a steel cage environment, it's not, you're not getting punched anymore. You get hit with a chair, you get hit with a kendo stick, or you get slammed into a wall.
Yeah.
You get suplexed from the top of this thing. It the dynamic
it allows itself stakes.
For so much more physicality. I thought it was just wonderful. And the riptide from the
second rope,
I believe it was. I don't think she got it from the top.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the riptide, it was through a table.
Mm-hmm.
Through a table for the pin. Fantastic. What did you think about this episode?
I thought it was great. It's everything that's good about wrestling. You got...
Correct.
You got so much in a very short period of time, and there was a bunch of matches. These matches had clean finishes where somebody's hand was raised at the end and they won something.
Our champion in the women's division didn't wrestle on a show.
Mm-mm.
But we know we told a story about the program she's going into.
Mm-hmm.
With somebody she does respect.
Yes.
Candice LeRae didn't wrestle on the show.
Nope.
We got a story. We know what program she's going into, and we were entertained by her.
Mm-hmm.
We crowned a new champion. We have Bronson climbing the ladder up the card.
Mm-hmm.
We emphasized the North American champion is in a heck of a fight coming up.
Uh-huh.
Versus Thatcher. We emphasize the differences between Thatcher. This guy's a striker. He's a showboat. He's flashy. I'm not that.
No.
We also emphasized We also showed a change in dynamic of Kushida.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to go heel to show depth to his character.
He just went ruthless.
Right, because he's been treated poorly.
Mm-hmm.
He should go ruthless.
Yeah.
He should be mad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so, I just love the way this show works.
Oh, yeah.
It's so...
They maximize their time to get the most out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we told, although we had more men's matches this week, we still almost told half and half storytelling.
Yeah. And look how many plot lines you advanced.
Oh, we just rattled them off.
Yeah. Now, how many plot lines did you advance on Raw in 3 hours with any real specificity?
We got a replay of Seth and Dominic. We get a replay of Mickey and Asuka. We got a replay of Randy and Keith and Drew.
That we've done.
The only thing new was the Prophets with the guys from another show.
Yeah.
And
Cedric's plot line advanced well. That was good.
So, too.
Everything the Hurt Business did was good.
Right, and half of the segment was Cesaro and Street Profits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in 3 hours.
Yes.
Two plot lines were advanced. We every segment on this show advanced at least one plot line, if not two.
Yeah.
Including the fact that Adam Cole didn't lose and go down the card.
Mm-mm.
Adam Cole lost and is starting to show, and he didn't immediately become a babyface.
No.
He just showed temperament in a loss that can be associated with somebody who understands that was a fair fight.
Yeah.
And that I lost fair and square.
And we went to it.
Which that is dude not beat his me. Character.
No.
So we've given, again, we didn't immediately turn the channel on who he is.
Yes.
We led you to where it may go.
Uh-huh.
Right?
We didn't make Finn a bad guy either.
No. No, Finn doesn't have to be a bad guy.
No.
He's uber confident, as well he should be.
Mm-hmm.
He's a champion. Has been everywhere in the world.
Yes.
Oh, another thing. Commentary was great.
Yeah, it was.
Wade Barrett is fantastic.
Oh, yes.
I like Mauro. It's good. I appreciate him. I wish him well, whatever he's doing. I really loved him more. I feel like... I almost wish they could bring him back for pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
He's like a hype man.
I feel like episodic television is hard for...
Keep that up.
To keep that level of Red Bull up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. He's great at it. But it's just... There are nuances that have to be told through inflection.
Mm-hmm.
And Wade Barrett can give you that. Wade Barrett can let things breathe a little bit. That's mm-hmm. not what Mara does. And
no.
Nor should it be.
Nope.
No, there's a reason why Angus plays the way Angus plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's a reason why somebody else plays the way they play. It's because it works for them in that band. And,
yes.
and this worked for him here, and it'll work for him somewhere else. It is, I feel like, a good time to move if a guy like Wade can be the replacement.
Yeah.
Because he can do both. He's fantastic. And I've always liked Beth Phoenix on commentary. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good stuff. So, good time?
NXT is always a great time.
Always a great time. Absolutely. Oh, another question just quickly. Would you prefer them do Tuesday and Wednesday nights? NXT be Tuesday and
yes.
AEW be... I do too.
I don't see why they got to fight each other.
I like it better. I feel like too, it just... I get where somebody like a Vincent would be like, hey, they're getting over 1 million viewers now with us not being there. Maybe we need to do something about that.
That's 1 million more eyes on wrestling, buddy.
Well, and it's only...
Yeah.
200,000 more than they were getting anyway.
Yeah.
Or 300,000 more. I think what people are missing is he's getting 800 and something thousand. Now he's showing a replay on Sci-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And the other night, he had more than 1 million watching his product mm-hmm. if you count both nights. Because yeah. he's getting a replay on the next night.
Yeah, he is.
So I hope he looks at that and thinks, this is a route I should go. Because
mm-hmm.
if you count, I'm sure he's getting several hundred thousand on the network watching it because they can get it commercial free at their own pace mm-hmm. on Fridays. So I hope that he isn't... Two things. I hope that Vince isn't thinking, I need to interfere here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like maybe he... was
I think,
throwing
yeah,
in ideas there for yeah. a little bit. This is the style of episode we're used to in this company. This is what the core fan base wants to keep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are people, I think this can grow. I think that there are people who are going to watch, because it is, I like AEW, but what we see on this show is different than what you see on
yes.
that show. It's less bells and whistles. It's less, you know, and to me, less is more, but to me, I like both.
I like both, but why should I have to choose?
Correct. But I think that he can grow this audience on a different day much
yes.
better than he can grow this audience.
Head to head.
Right. I that's just me. If you want to grow this audience, I think you need a different night.
Yeah.
Because I think AEW has solidified itself as something you're not going to make go away now.
Mm-mm.
So just... let them be, because Vince, WrestleMania is always going to be WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a wrestling fan, you're still going to want to watch that show. You're mm-hmm. still going to have, if more people come to wrestling,
yes.
the feed off of that will be, you'll go from 2 million on Friday night to 2.2 million on Friday. Because
yes.
there will be people that want to see what you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can hook them because SmackDown tends to be a good show anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Raw?
Yeah.
We'll see. All right. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. For me, KP, for Justin, Go Home Heat Production, copyright 2020. Go home.
Later.